We get to spend a couple days in John chapter 6, which is wonderful. And it concludes and continues on to tomorrow. But I don't want to spend any time there because I don't think I need to. Not that we've exhausted the treasures of the Most Holy Eucharist. We certainly haven't. But I think we do a good job, especially those of us who frequent Mass daily, of understanding. You're not coming here to hear me. You're coming here for Him and to receive Him. But what I want to talk about just briefly is what we received last week in our clergy conferences on the Most Holy Eucharist. It's the forgotten two movements within the whole Eucharistic celebration. We generally get the God comes down to me, which is amazing, and then comes into me, which is amazing, and then I'm happy, which is wonderful and fitting. But the point of it was, and we spent 6 hours talking about this, the point of it is that we forget the first and the last movement, the one that comes before and the one that must come after, the one that must come before and the one that must come after. This beautiful act of receiving the Lord is first the sacrifice. Forget sometimes. You are offering sacrifice today. When you woke up, was the first thought, I can't wait to get to church so I can offer sacrifice through Jesus to the Father. All of my stuff, first and foremost. And then I will get to receive Him after I offer sacrifice. You know, we used to play down the whole it's a meal thing. No, it's a sacrifice. But we treat it like a meal. I'm coming to be fed. And that's good. But if all you're doing here is to be fed, then you become spiritual couch potatoes. And our church isn't going to grow. No, if you come here to give sacrifice, here, Jesus, all of my stuff that I've meditated on this morning because I didn't just come up and do this. I actually woke up, said, hey, how's it going? Here's all my stuff. Offer it to the Father, would you? I'm placing this in your hands as Calvary is made present again. Offering sacrifice. And yours matters. I do it no matter what because I'm in persona Christi capitis, so I have to. I don't have to think about it, but I should. I do. You're offering sacrifice today through Jesus to the Father, and that matters. And then receiving makes sense. So here I've given you everything. Now nourish me. And then for what? Ha. For the last part, and it's the hardest part. So you can go out and be like Philip. Why am I nourished? I've offered it, entered into the sacrifice, received power from on high after I've emptied myself to the Father, received power from on high for what? So I can feel good about myself. No. To do like Philip. Okay, Holy Spirit, send me. Get up. My favorite word, it used to be, this is my body. Favorite words of the Mass. You know what my favorite words are becoming? Favorite word? Go. Go. We underplay it. It's better in the Latin. Ite. You go. We are like, go in peace. Go forth. The Mass is at. We forget. Receive. Emptied. Filled. For mission. Go. Like Philip. Holy Spirit, who are you? To whom are you sending me today? That really sad girl in the grocery line. Checking me out? Oh, okay. If you want me to talk to her, then would you tell me? Sure. And when I do, don't cower in fear. Because all Philip did was responded to the movements of the Holy Spirit and said, where? That one. Okay, what should I do? I don't know. Maybe just say hi. And ask the eunuch, what are you reading? He didn't say, hey, I got to tell you something. And if you don't get this, you're going to hell. No, what are you reading? I don't know what's going on in my life. If you ever want to talk about it, I understand what somebody might be doing or what might be going on. It's called the kerygma. You've been created wonderful. You're under attack by evil. And someone's come to rescue you. I can explain your whole life in 5 minutes. Because it's mine. And it's yours. And it's yours. Ah. Tell me more about this Jesus. Okay. And then what did he want? There's water. Baptize me. Responding to that spirit, we come to offer sacrifice. with Jesus, through Jesus to the Father, empty ourselves to then receive him, so we have power from on high to go on mission. And these days of the Acts of the Apostles are so rich. Read it. We're starting in our men's group tonight to reread the Acts of the Apostles. Must read every year. Read the Acts. That's what our life should look like. And we can do it. If we'd emptied ourselves and received extraordinary power from on high, like we're going to do right now.